Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, this is Nina Perez and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am so glad you're here. We are here to challenge and transform your thinking so you can get unstuck, crush those goals, and get shit done. Let's do this. I had to come on here because it's been a minute. And as you guys know, those of you who have been absolutely freaking amazing have been praying for me and stuff because I was struggling with something pretty, to me, was pretty big. Maybe not to other people was a big deal. To me, was a big deal. And I've gotten through it. And the way I got through it is I actually started talking to myself about my mindset, my strongholds, and what I'm doing, right? So as you guys know, I do help people and especially women 35 and over get unstuck, crush their goals, and get shit done. This is what I do, right? And I realized that even while I was helping my clients get through their stuff, you know what? I was stuck. Like, it's so funny how you can help somebody else and help people get unstuck with their stuff. Meanwhile, you're stuck in your stuff. Anybody ever go through that? Anybody? Because it can't just be me, right? Like, you are literally helping people, whether it's, you know, your clients, your kids, your employer, your employees, whatever. You're helping them get through stuff. Meanwhile, you feel stuck. It was tough, but I had to start like reframing how I thought about things because I realized that I was actually struggling because I was focusing on the bad or focusing on the thing instead of focusing on what I can do, what I can have, how I can move forward. And what I wanted to come on here and talk about is, you know, what are you stuck with? Is your year just looking the same old, like, is it the same last year as it was this year? Or are you in a place right now where you kind of like feeling like you don't know what to do? One of the things I've realized is the overload of information, right? A lot of us are online now. So now you're getting like smacked with like 1,000 things. And if you look up one thing that you were interested in, you probably got about 52,000 other infomercials, right? Coming your way with the same amount of information. So you feeling overwhelmed, overinformed, a bit stuck. I know that I was feeling like that. I was feeling like that, right? And I realized that, you know what, as I'm helping these people through, and these are mostly women, as I'm helping these professional women through their stuff, I was still feeling stuck in my stuff, even though I'm seeing them progressing and move forward. And I realized that it's time to recheck what I'm thinking about, right? What am I thinking about? Like, I was thinking about how my life can change. I was thinking about how I can lose a lot of things. I was thinking about all of that kind of stuff. And I realized, why don't I just start focusing on things that I can focus on, things that I can actually, have affect my life in a positive way as opposed to destroy me. And I want to encourage you guys that if you guys are going through any kind of like really like some discouragement and you're struggling with going through something because you're feeling stuck, you're feeling like you can't move forward, or there's like a big decision and you don't know what to do and you're really just like kind of stuck in your head and you're stuck there. I get it because I get it. I've been there. And so the first thing I want you to think about is I'm going to try to give you guys some takeaways, right? And one of the things that I really love to focus on and that I have the women that I serve, my clients, what I have them focus on is gratitude. And the fact that our mind means everything, whatever. I mean, what's that saying? What if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Because it's true, right? I mean, what we think we can and cannot do is what we think we can and cannot do. Now, there are some things that, of course, I'm not going to be like, I'm just like, I'm a little bit more practical, right? So I'm not, You know, I'm thinking like next year I'm going to go to the moon because I said so. Like, I mean, yeah. Okay. That's probably not going to happen, and it's not what I really want, but I know when it comes to practicality and things that somebody I've already done, I can do too. Right. So I can be successful in what I want to be successful in, and I don't need to be feeling so discouraged. Right. I think that we can do what we set our minds to do. Now, there are going to be times that you're looking at it like, you know, if I'm looking at my bank account, it looks a little low, or I'm looking at my bills and they're looking a little high, right? I can let that be my reality and that be where I'm going to go. Or I could shift the way I think and say, yeah, that is here. That is true. But what is also true is that I can do all things. I can do what I want to do and create what it is I need to create to make myself move forward. So now I could stay stuck because that is an option. You do have an option. And the option is to stay stuck, then go ahead and stay stuck. You have that option. I just refuse to do that. I'm going to be almost 50 years old. I'm 49. And I'm not going to live the rest of my life like, no. That's why poverty mentality has to go. Limiting beliefs have to go. All that kind of stuff that come at you that you feel like, you know, that it's your end all be all. No. And I'm saying no because this is what I've had to do to speak to myself this week. I was struggling this week, struggling. All right. And I just let it go. I refused. I said, you know what, God, you didn't even promise me tomorrow. Here I am messing up my day when it's the only day I have because it's the only day I'm in. And here I am ruining it because I'm over here getting all dramatic and all upset about something that I know God has handled. I know he has it handled. And so do we, if we just sit in faith and know that we can do it, that we can have it, that we have the skill set and the mindset to do it. So one thing I want you to think about is what you're struggling with right now. So say you're struggling with something right now. What is the difference between what you struggled with then and what you struggled with now? Is your mind should be already improved. You should be going this way when it comes to struggle. So your struggle was here. So I'll use me as an example. I had a poverty mentality for a very long time. Okay. So here I am, poverty mentality. Here I am making more money, but I'm still with the poverty mentality, right? How do I break that? I realize that I have a skill set and a mindset to overcome this poverty mentality down here. I already worked myself up to have a higher mindset. The problem comes in when you get comfortable with here. So you were here, poverty mentality. You're here. You are comfortable. But you're still in a poverty mentality because you're getting comfortable. You are afraid if this gets pulled away from you the same way you were afraid when this got pulled away from you. Now, anybody who knows me knows I have been homeless. I have lived in shelter. I have done all of that. Okay. Poverty mentality. Didn't think I can go nowhere, right? Realize I worked my behind up. I'm at six figures. Comfortable. What happens when you're comfortable? You don't build up the strength you need to hit that next level. So it's the same thing as working out, right? If you start getting your big behind comfortable, like my God, my big behind comfortable, what happens? Now I got to get up and I got to work out almost every day because I got too damn comfortable. And because I got comfortable, my muscles don't work the same. My body don't work the same. It's the same thing with your poverty mentality and the way you're going to get to the next level. Now, if you're going to sit up in here and struggle with your poverty mentality, but take that same poverty mentality here, you're going to still have the same results, just with a little bit of higher income, just a little higher. But the minute that somebody takes this away from you, where are you going? Why? Because you haven't built up the tenacity and grit to know that you should not be comfortable. You should always be striving to get to that next level. And I'm not saying you go ahead and, you know, leave your family, kill your kids, you know, go away, walk away. No, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is get your mind right. You have everything in you that you need to do what it is you want to do. Everything you have in you. You have grit, you have air, you have opportunity, you have everything in you to get to that next level. Sometimes what you may need is somebody to help you like develop it and pull it out, but it is already there. So what we need to do to get to that next level is to understand that we have to go within us and pull out what is already in. And how you do that is to get yourself into a place where you surround yourself with people who are higher thinkers so that you can start thinking higher. Don't start leveling down and like putting yourself down to nobody. And when somebody pisses you off or tries to take away something that should belong to you, but they think, listen here, what they can't take away from you is your grit, your hard work, your tenacity, your mindset, your energy should not be taken away from nobody. And the minute that somebody comes and tries to give you like something that's going to make you hurt or depressed or like put a carrot in front of your nose, no, thank you. No, thank you. As you can tell, Nina Perez got back to herself. Okay. I was boohooing and acting a fool in the beginning of this week, but we're over that now. We're over that. Everybody has a moment. I had my moment, but then I got myself together and I realized, what am I doing? I have enough in me to be independent enough and to know that I can make an impact in the world and for myself. And nobody can take it away from me. It is my voice. It is who I am. It is how I am built. Okay? I am not a punk. Never have been. Never will be. Now, I will tell you this. Something's got to change. And if you are struggling with whether it is something in your career, something in your household, something, you start off, I encourage you to always start off with gratitude. Look around you and be grateful for the things you have in your life first. That is first. Every day I get up, I have at least 3 things I am grateful for. I've been doing that for years before every guru and their mother started talking about it online. I was already doing that. But what I do is I make sure that I don't get my feet off that floor until I'm grateful for 3 things: my family, my home, my animals, my career, my voice, my job, everything. I am grateful, because when you set your mind on gratitude and you set your mind on being grateful, the stuff that comes to try to attack you, you know, the bills, the money, the job, the all that garbage that comes in, your friendships that got spoiled, whatever it is, right? That doesn't affect you so much because you already know you got it, okay? You got enough. And you also have whatever is in you that's about to rise up. Now, what is in you, you have to develop. How do you do that? Sitting at home being comfortable? Nope. Sitting at your job being comfortable? Nope. You're going to have to get uncomfortable. And I know nobody likes to hear the word uncomfortable, because we done had a year and a half of a pandemic. And so everybody's been sitting at home comfortable, right? But it is time to get your behinds uncomfortable. All right. So you don't like to read? Read. You don't like to go work out? Work out. Whatever it is you got to start doing to get uncomfortable. And you know what it is too. That's the thing. You know what it is. You know that thing inside you where you're like, I mean, I want to go for that job, but I don't know, because I've been in this job for so long and I don't know. I've been here for a long time. Do I really want to get uncomfortable? All it does is help you grow and helps you believe and helps you like level yourself up to that next level. Okay. A lot of the clients that I talk to, it's a lot around limiting beliefs where they don't think they have what it takes to get to that next level. And they really feel like they're struggling to pull through to that next moment, that next chance, that next thing in their life. And so we work on that mindset. We have to work on our mindset. Now, there's something that I do called a wealth expansion, and it expands the mind into really feeling like what it feels like to have wealth that you are trying to attain. And I can't do it now because I would need to have you like in a Zoom room or something. We could do it together. Maybe that's what I should do, is have a Zoom room and all of us do it for free. And I just get you guys to go through this mind expansion. It really helps, like you would not believe. It also shows you how undervalued a lot of us are. It shows you that you are worth a hell of a lot more than you're getting right now. But what happened? Comfortable. We went from poverty mindset to poverty mindset, comfortable, just with a little bit more money. right? But when you start to like expand your mind and seeing what you really are worth, listen here, then you start to look at this like, what is this level? This level, this ain't nothing. This is nothing. But what happens is we get comfortable here. And when you start to get comfortable at that next level and you stay stagnant, you stop your own growth. You stop your own growth. You can't blame nobody for that. I was mad as hell. But you can't blame anybody for that. And when I had to stop and stand back and say, wait a minute now, whose fault is this? Yours, Nina, because you're comfortable. And that is what happens when you get comfortable. You start to really undermine and underplay who you are, what you have, how you can use it. So I'm going to encourage you to make sure that you look within you and realize that you have a hell of a lot more in you than you think you do. Let's stop being all this modest, right? Like, we're so modest. We, you know, no, it's not me. Oh, my gosh. No, it's not. No, it is. If you have the skill set, you got the effing skill set. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And it is actually okay to recognize, to honor that's it, that is in you. It is okay to honor that you got it, that you actually have a skill set, and that you actually have what it takes to make it to your next level, whatever that is. I'm not telling you that it has to be whatever level I say. I'm just saying whatever level it is for you. If you are sitting in a place of dissatisfaction, if you're sitting in a place when you're just like struggling, you're stuck and you don't know how to get to that next level, I promise you it is in you already. I promise you it is. All I do with my clients, all I do with them is help them get untangled in their own mind and help them go through their mind flow. I call it a mind flow because a mindset to me means your mind is set. I don't like that. I like my mind to keep flowing and growing. Okay, so we go through a mind flow, then we go through our goal settings. And after we do a couple of weeks of goal settings, we go through our energy. What are we putting out on the table? What are we receiving? And do we have the energy? In other words, your mindset, your energy, and your strategy to get you from that comfortable place that you are reaching to the other area that you want to get to. Because a lot of times we don't have the energy, the mindset to get us there, to keep us there. You would be damn near surprised of what you can do once you start to change this bad boy right here. It is all about your mind. If your mind can get right, you will start to see things shift. I promise you. Now, I know that all of us have experienced in our lives at some level or another, when we wake up and we say, we're tired. I'm tired. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. And before you know, your whole day, you're tired. You get around people, I'm so tired, they start feeling tired. Or if they're tired and they say that next to you, you start feeling tired. Why? Energy. Because we're putting it out there. Now, I know there's also been times where you're having a conversation with somebody, you see that they're receiving it, you get full of energy, they get full of energy, and now you got something going, right? You, my friends, have what it takes. Nobody can take that away from you. Nobody. Now, people can come and try to kick you down, and people come and try to, you know, mistreat you. People can come and try to tell you that, you know, you can't make it without them. Whatever it is, it's a lie. It's a lie from the pit of hell, because you are already equipped with what you need. Now, you might need to expand your knowledge. I mean, you can't know everything, but you do know that you can read that next book, go to that next coach, do that next program, do that next course. Try something you've never tried before. You have all this knowledge at work and stuff you do, but how do I put it together? There is so much out there that will help you put it together. And I'm talking to you because I'm talking to myself. I was afraid to open up my calendar because I'm like, what am I going to do when all these, you know, if people start coming? Well, they did. They started coming. And guess what I did? What I do? What I always do? I coach them through and they're doing amazing. That's what I do. Right? But here I am like, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And then I realized, if I'm doing this, I can imagine that a lot of people out there are doing the same thing, where they're not believing that they can get to that next level, where they're not believing that they can actually do it. And they're actually like confused at how to do it. You know why we get confused? Because we're fearful. We get afraid. And when something is new, you get scared. You're like, oh, shoot, can I really do this? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And sometimes I have coaches. I have coaches in my life because sometimes you need a coach, right? I mean, Dominique is on here. Dominique, you can't, you know, you the girls can't play volleyball unless you're teaching them how to play volleyball. They need a coach, right? You didn't learn how to play volleyball until you had a coach. Everybody needs some sort of coach, a mentor, somebody they can rely on, trust, somebody at a higher level. I really encourage you guys to look at people that are big thinkers, even if you have to do it through a podcast, through a book, through, you know, or social media, through YouTube, whatever. Always look for somebody who's a higher thinker, somebody who you think you can trust with their quality of person, because that's important, right? You don't want to be led by some whatever. You want to be led by somebody who is really going to speak to your life, and actually you're going to be able to get something out of it. Like, I actually resonate with this person. Just because somebody got a whole bunch of money and good media and whatever have you doesn't make them the best person. And maybe they're the best person for somebody else, but maybe they're not the best person for you. I might not be the best person for you, and I may be the best person. I don't know that. You don't know that. This is how you figure it out. Can you actually trust the person that is on the other side of the screen? Because most of our life right now is virtual, right? Right, Dominique. Everyone needs someone that's at a higher level, and you have to learn from them. Exactly. Right? And that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. Like, make sure that you guys put yourself in a place where you are going to actually benefit from the effort and the work that you're putting in. Now, you actually have, I'll say it again, everything it takes to make to be successful. Everything it takes. Now, you might need knowledge on how to build the funnel, okay? But you have everything it takes to actually already put the information in the funnel if you stop being afraid and just step back for a second and say, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and write. I'm just going to go ahead and press record on my computer or on my screen. You don't need much, guys. You really don't need much. Okay. You don't need a green screen. You don't need all these lights. You don't need all the cameras. You don't need that. All you need is a voice, tenacity, grit, and the ability to speak what it is you know. That's what you need. All you need to do is share your voice. I promise you that you will find people that will resonate with what you are saying. Why? Because all of us have people in our lives or in our surroundings that resonate to what we are saying. Now, a woman who has been through some stuff can relate to what I'm saying. Or a man who's been through some stuff can relate to what I'm saying. Because they know that it takes a lot of work and a lot of grit and a lot of tenacity and a lot of freaking know-how to survive a lot of things, right? And so because I've been through as much as I've been through in my life, I got a lot of freaking grit, all right? So I was a little annoyed at myself, to be quite frankly with you, this whole week, because I'm like, you are acting like a freaking boohoo baby right now. Get over this. Now, I talk to myself like that. I don't talk to my clients like that. So I just want to let you know. Did you know? But I do talk to myself like that. I am very compassionate with everybody else. But for me, I know better. I know better because I know that I can do it. I know I can do so many freaking things. I know I can. And for me to be sitting there in fear, in this enormous amount of fear, made me say, okay, stop for a second. Why are you in fear? How do we get through this? Because you need to keep moving forward. Another day of fear is not serving you well. And so I had to like really sit down. Okay, first thing, gratitude. What do I have around me? What am I grateful for? And that helped me a lot. It helped me like reshift, learn. Okay, boom, grateful, got it. Optimism, looking forward to things. I say, okay, maybe this is good. This is all good then. All of this is happening for my good. And when I started thinking about it's happening for me instead of happening to me, that changed the game. That completely changed my mind. I said, okay, wait a second. If this is happening for me, that means it's for my benefit. That means this is going to help me be better. Have you guys ever been through like some really serious crap in your life? And you're like, holy crap, this is awful. This is going to kill me. And then in a few years later, in hindsight, you're like, you are a tough freaking cookie. Why? Because you've been through already so much. You've had so much come at you. You've been through so much stuff in your life that you've realized that you've built resilience, that you've built grit, knowledge, wisdom, know-how, right? That you have structure, right? It's kind of insane that's what we have to go through, but that's sometimes what we have to go through to get to where we want to be. Before you know it, like, and you're in the real, in that place where you're like, I gotta make some money. How do I make some money? But if you think about it in a way that is more like a prosperous mindset, like a mindset to level up, you'll realize the creativity that starts coming to you that you're like, well, I never thought of that. I really, really need to do it this way. I really need to do it that way. And before you know it, you're getting super creative. You got this. You freaking got this. And you have all of the knowledge within you. Now, you may, again, need to connect with people that can pull some of that out for you to have that aha moment. Why do you think you have an aha? The reason you get an aha moment is because it was in you and something lit it up. And you were like, huh, I never thought of that. Yeah, it was in you. You just didn't think of it. And somebody pulled it up and there it is. You have to adopt a prosperous mindset. Take a moment to determine what prosperity means to you. What does it mean? Does it scare you? Like, does it scare you if I say to you, hey, think about what you're making right now a month. I'm going to just use a straight number, $1,000 a month. You're making $1,000 a month. Now I say to you, okay, you're going to make $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month. How does that make you feel? Does your heart start to pound a little bit like, ooh, I'm going to make $10,000 a month. How am I going to make $20,000? That's a lot. That's a lot of money, right? That's because there's already like a fake wall that we've built, right? That is our like limit, right? So when we have that limit that we've built in our own minds, it is a little hard to get through that. So if I said to you, you're going to make $20,000 a month by next week, go. How are you going to do it? Your immediate might be like, oh shoot, I can't make $20,000 in a month if you're not the person who already makes $20,000 a month, right? Once you get there, you're good. Like I think about many years ago when I was a single mom and I had to work, I was making, I think it was like $6 an hour or $8 an hour, whatever it was, right? And I was struggling, of course, right? $6 to $8 an hour, you really can't do much with that, but that's what my price was. Now I make six figures. But even this, if I'm getting too comfortable, that means that's not good. That's not good. That means I'm shaky. I'm still not comfortable with making it. That's not good. Because then that means that anything that comes against it, anything that threatens it, anything that tries to pull it from me becomes a fear tactic. I then become afraid. Why am I afraid? Why? When there are so many people that are making seven, eight figures, six figures, to them is pocket change, right? And why do I have that? Because I have to start, and we all have to start developing a very prosperous mindset. It is about the mind, guys, I promise you. If your mind could take you to another level and you start to realize there is no boundary, you will start to see changes in your life. Even if they're little changes, you will start to see them. I promise you, I'm talking to you from a girl who has been there, all right? A woman who has been poor, who has been broke, who has been in shelters. I get it, all right? And I'm trying to tell you that you don't have to stay freaking stuck there, even if you're making six figures. Because just because you're making six figures doesn't mean you think like a six-figure person. You should be thinking like a seven, eight-figure person at six figures, right? But sometimes I fought so hard to get to six figures that when you get there, you're coasting. You're coasting. Now what? You're just going to stay there? You're just going to stay there? And maybe that's okay, but not okay for me because I want to make impact. I want to make impact. And if I'm still struggling, right? If I'm still struggling, even at that amount, that means I'm not where I need to be. I'm just not where I need to be. I need to change this bad boy right here. So for adopting a prosperous mindset, I want you guys to take that moment, whatever prosperity means to you, because your definition and mine are two different things. If you are hoping for money, if you're hoping for a better career, if you're hoping for a better relationship that lasts a lifetime, whatever it is you want, whatever it is, know what you want, then adopt it. Adopt the mind to go with what it is you want. Once you do that, then you set yourself to the right goals. You set yourself to the right conditions. And like I said, I do this wealth expansion mindset. Okay. And I know that it works. we have to keep doing it. You have to keep practicing it and whatever, but you will be freaking shocked at how good this thing works, because it starts to like go, hey, remember that six figures you were making? Yeah, not enough. Remember what you were making a month at 1,000? Yeah, no. And what happens is that we expand and expand and expand and expand. And you can start at zero. You can start at zero. Okay. And then we could start at like $1 and keep in multiplying and multiplying. That's, it doesn't matter. The dollar amount doesn't matter. It's the expansion of your mind that matters. And you adopting a mindset that is prosperous in every area. Okay. And when you start to adopt that mindset, you'd be, I just wish I can just like tell you right now, it's just going to take too long. And I need to see your faces in order for us to do this. Cause doing it on a screen like this and through a mic, it doesn't have the same effect. So maybe what I'll do is maybe that's what I'll do. I'll open up my calendar. I'll do a big Zoom class. Everybody can come for free. We will do this wealth expansion exercise together. We'll do it together. I know a few of you I've done it with, not many of you, but a few of you. So if any of you are on here that I've done the wealth expansion mindset with, if you don't mind like telling me what you thought so I can pop you up on the screen, that would be freaking awesome. Okay. And another thing I want you guys to do is, no matter how dark the times are, and man, they can be dark. I had a client who lost a child. Okay. And we were talking about it, and she was really going through and really going through and really going through. And it's been a while that the child has passed away, and she's still feeling like it was yesterday. So I said to her, what can you tell me that's a good thing about this? And she's like, what? There's no good thing. And blah, blah, blah. And as we kept walking through it, she realized that she had an amazing opportunity to meet this other human being who happened to be her daughter. And she had an amazing opportunity to pour into her daughter. She had an amazing opportunity to laugh with her daughter and eat with her daughter and love on her daughter and go to parties with her daughter and like go to the amusement parks with her. And then the joy came in. Why? Because she found a silver lining in what looked like a dark cloud. That changed her life, because she realized that she was looking at the dark cloud instead of the lining. And sometimes we have to look at the out. Okay. We have to step back, push it back and say, okay, let me assess this situation. What is this looking like? This looks like crap. What do I do? How do I get myself through this? You know what? Even flies like crap. So what's crap to you is good to the fly, right? So even if you have to be the third party of the fly, if you will, you can find a silver lining. This woman has completely changed the way she thought about it. It was an unbelievable thing to watch, because this woman was able to actually pull back and say, wow, here I am struggling with the death of my daughter and only seeing her death and not acknowledging her life. And when she started to acknowledge her life, shift, right? Because there is always a way to look at something, even something dark and negative, as what is the positive side of that? What is the opposite side of what you're seeing? I don't recommend to do that if there's something wonderful happening, to look at the bad side, because negative always brings negative. But if you are looking at something that's really dark, like for instance, if somebody says to you, I don't have any money and I'm broke and I don't have any money, what's the positive of that? You know what it feels like to be broke? You don't want to feel that. So you're going to do what it takes to reverse that situation and that circumstance. That is only but a feeling. It's only but a lesson. It's only but a moment. Everything in life is temporary. Even life itself is temporary. So stop being afraid. Grab the bull by the horns and make the shit happen. It will happen. You just have to know that you already have it all in you. Go get some help if you need to. Go get that, that coach. I recommend them. I have like three of them in my life right now. So I recommend coaches. Go get a coach. Go get a mentor. Go get a counselor if you need to go that deep. Just go and get you know, go get somebody that's going to help you pull that out of you. Somebody that you really can depend on and trust. I promise you, it's going to serve you really, really well. If you want to learn to play guitar, you need a guitar coach, right? Do what it is you want to do, but do it, because you have such a limited amount of time, such a limited amount of time, because we're not even promised tomorrow. This moment that me and you are spending together right now is all we have. It's all we have right now. That's it. Done. This is all we have. So make it freaking count. I realized that the last, like, what is it, 4 or 5 days, I was completely boohooing and really struggling. And I realized that I wasted so much time. I wasted time that was valuable, but it served me well now, because I get to speak to you and encourage you not to let that happen to you. We will make it another day. You will. You will make it. You will get through it. Whatever the situation is, you go ahead and you start adopting a prosperous mindset and look at the silver lining, even in the crap situations, okay? And then the last thing I want to tell you is take very small steps if you have to. Take small steps. When you when the place that you're going to seems really, really far away, like unachievable, like, whoa, how I'm going to make $100,000 in a month. I don't know if I can make $100,000 in a month. I'm barely making $1,000 in a month. So if that starts to come at you and you're like, oh, wait a minute, that's too hard. It is important for you to break down the steps in little pieces, but know the goal. So if your goal is $100,000, I don't know, by December, you want to make $100,000. I want to make $100,000. A month by December. Woo, that seems a lot, even to me, even to me, right? But if that's the goal, you start to break it down. What is the first step that anybody had to ever take to get to that place? What is the first step? You don't know? Figure it out. Find out what it is. Find out what your passion is, what your love is. Find somebody that has some skill set in what you want to do. Ask them if they can mentor you. Pour it. Let them pour into you. Follow their material. Read their books. Get a coach. I'm telling you, don't underestimate the power of somebody else already showing you what's inside of you. The one thing I kept hearing from all of my coaches for the last, I don't know, 7 months, 8 months, a year, they're like, Nina, what are you waiting for? You got this. You're already there. You're doing what we're doing. Just freaking do it. And I'm like, but I don't have a program. And I don't have a... I have a course, and then I have a blah, blah, blah. And they're like, shut up. Finally, my last coach said, okay, you're done. That's enough. Now go. Go now. So I opened up my calendar, and there you go. That's what happens. Like, you finally start to say to yourself, what the hell am I afraid of? What am I doing? And why am I waiting? Why am I waiting? Right? So I'm encouraging you to take small steps, but also step out of the box and believe it. Believe for more increase. Believe for your more growth. Believe for more spiritual growth. Believe for that vision. Believe for those ideas, the boldness, the creativity, more love, more grit, more tenacity, more know-how. You are going to get it. And even if you're struggling right now, that's what you're building. Right now, that's what you're building. You're building grit, tenacity, wisdom, know-how. Right now, even though you're going through some stuff, right now, that's what you're building. I promise you that's what you're building. And when the next step comes and you are going through some stuff, you are going to be already set, because you already went through it now. So whatever you're going through now, whether it's hard on you, whether you're stuck, whether you're going through and you feel like you can't make it, I promise you what you're building is the foundation. This is the foundation that is going to give you what you need to build up that house that you want, to the next level that you want to go to. I'm not even here to start preaching. I don't even know what I'm doing right now, but all I know is that this is what I believe and I've seen in my own life. Stuff that I have been going through, stuff that is really hard, stuff that has torn me down, has tried to destroy me, and it cannot, because I have been through so much. I have so much tough skin and so much grit that I am not going to fall apart today. I am not falling apart today. You understand? And so tomorrow when I get up, I can promise you that I'm going to say, I am not falling apart today. And every day counts and matters. And you can make it through those times. And it's not a boohoo. It's not like I'm just trying to sell you some smoke. I mean it, because I've been there. And if you guys know me or follow me for any length of time, you know that I just say it like it is. That's why it's called Straight Talk. I don't bullshit. I don't like just say things to say things. I say things when I know that they're going to be true. And I know that they're going to cause impact, because I've seen it. Because I've witnessed it, because I've lived it, because I've been there. And because of those things, I am here to share them with you. Because I've been through what I went through this last week, I realized I had to wake myself up, smacked myself around a little bit and said, okay, enough. Are you done? Good. Let's go. It's time to move forward. And so I am encouraging you for those things that I've told you to do. I want you to really think about these things and not just, oh, that was a great talk. Think about what I am talking to you about. I need you to start with your gratitude. Make sure that you are going to start your day with gratitude always first. I don't give a dang if you don't have a dime to your name. I don't care. And neither should you, because you are going to use this as the grit and the platform and the foundation that you need to get to that next level. So be grateful, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you didn't have any money in your bank account, you not being grateful is not going to put no money in your bank account. So what are you being, what is it serving you? It's not serving you. So since it's not serving you, be grateful in spite of. When I was homeless, I was grateful in spite of. Why? My children, thank God, were healed and safe and they were well. I was well. My husband was well. We were homeless, but we were well. Okay? I was more torn apart over the other families, though. I started praying for everybody else. And when you pray for other people, you realize that your stuff isn't so bad. Be grateful for what you have. Start with gratitude. Always. If you have an attitude, change it to gratitude. That's where you're going to begin. Then I want you to be optimistic. I want you to look at it and say, what about this is optimistic? Everything is so dark. Try to look at the flip side. Always look at the opposite side of what it is that you're looking at. Oh, I don't have any money, but I will. Oh, my career's going bad, but it won't be for long because I'm going to shift my career. I'm going to do what I got to do. Okay? It's just the same thing I did with my client. Her daughter died and she was really, really struggling. But when I said, what was the good thing? And she started thinking about all the blessings and wonderfulness about her daughter and how amazing her daughter was. Then she was able to focus on the child's life as opposed to the child's death being the everything of that child. Right? It really did transform and help her. Okay? So whatever you're trying to achieve, have a goal. Look at it, be optimistic, see what your goal is, and then know that you're starting somewhere. Even if it's little, okay? And then all you have to do is adopt that prosperous mindset. I know that's a little bit harder said than done, but you know what? The hell? We've been down here for so long anyway. We already know what this feels like. What does this feel like? I'm about to find out. Nina Perez? Oh, she's about to find out. Because she's already been down the struggling path for a very long time. I already know what that feels like. It's already a habit. It's already been ingrained in my head. That's why I'm flipping my brain. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. That's why I'm getting unstuck. That's why I'm speaking to you. Because it is time to level the hell up. Okay? So make sure that you start to adopt that prosperous mindset. I think I am going to just go ahead and do this Zoom so everybody can go ahead and we could all be wealthy together with our mindset. All right? And then I need you to have a silver lining. Don't look at the dark cloud. Look around the cloud, okay? Look around the darkness and find that silver lining somewhere. Let me tell you something. There's going to be a lot of dark clouds in your life. Why sit under them when there's so many? Find a silver lining and look and focus on that. And I promise you, the storm will pass. The storm will pass. That cloud will leave. Sunshine will come in. Okay? So don't focus on the storm. The storm is not going to be there forever. Don't focus on it. It's not serving you. Okay? And then take the steps that you need. Take the small steps. Think about your big goal and take all your little small steps that you got to take to be there. But you will freaking get there. You will get there. And when you get there, you're going to have grit, tenacity, know-how, wisdom, accountability, all of it. You're going to be all of that. With all of that knowledge you have inside of you and then some. That's how you get to the next place. That's how you get unstuck. That's how you move and make it happen. I hope that this has helped you, okay? Because you are already there. You're already there. You're already there. So already think about it, feel it, know it, experience it. And then all you have to do is focus on the steps you need to take to actually reach where you want to go. All right. I don't even know why I wanted to come on here so badly tonight. I literally just pressed live and off I went. So I hope this has helped and served you in somehow in some capacity. I want to thank you guys so much for being here. If you guys don't follow my platform, please do. It is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I do have a Facebook page, same name. I have, you know, Instagram, YouTube, the whole thing, same page, whatever. If you want a coaching, though, that's different. Make sure that you email me at, we could do Straight Talk. Hello. At straighttalknosugaradded.com. Let me know that you do or DM me, and I will be more than happy to do a one-on-one free call with you. My calendar is booking up, though, because I'm no joke. I'm not playing games. Like, if you're going to be on this platform with me, or you're going to be being coached by me, you're going to get some results. You're going to see things get done. I don't play games. You can't play games either. If you're coming on to be with me, we have to make sure we're a good match, because I am going to make you accountable. And I also am going to give you strategic plans that you need to move forward. But you got to be able to want to move forward, because we are going to do this. This year is going to end in an amazing bang for us, because I don't know about you, but I am done with the boo-hooing and the confusing and the don't know what I'm doing. That ended yesterday. Okay, today you got the real Nina Perez up here. I love you guys so much. Oh my gosh, thank you, Dominique. What did she say here? She said, yes, this has helped us. Thank you God, right, for the blessing. Oh, thank you God bless you. But thank you, Dominique. And Dom, if you don't mind, I'd love you to be on that wealth expansion call with me as well, so that we can expand it even more. And then we can encourage everybody else who's going to be on that call. I will let you guys know when that is. I will definitely put in a Zoom link. I'm just going to have to look at my calendar, because it is getting full. I'm going to look at the calendar. I'm going to pick a day and time. I'm going to put up that Zoom link, and I don't care how many people come. As many people want to come can come. We will work on this together. Okay. Thank you, Dom. I love that you'll be there. Perfect. And what we'll do is we'll make sure that everybody is going to get what they need to expand their mind. And I don't care if it's just me and you, Dominique, then it'll be me and you expanding our mind to the next level. That's how I see it. Anybody who wants to be there will be there. Anybody who don't, won't. Hey there, thank you so much for listening and spending this time with me. I appreciate you more than you will ever know. So please make sure that you share, you like, you rate, and review. Please tell your friends about this podcast. We are trying to grow this audience so that we can impact more lives. If you are interested in any kind of one-on-one coaching, please go ahead and email me at hello@straighttalknosugaradded.com. Thank you guys so much for being here. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.